So let me tell you about my day. It hasn't been good. It's been raining and raining and raining for the last few days. I'm surrounded by laundry in the living room, on racks, being blown at by fans. I have three very noisy turtles and a noisy bird driving me up the wall. And today I played hide and seek with the sun, because it came out after a few hours of rain. Heck, I think it was raining for like 2 days. And I saw the sun and I went, let's bring the clothes out. 5 minutes later, the clouds rolled over, the dark clouds rolled over, and it started raining again. Breathe. Don't be angry. And of course, yesterday, the lights went off. In the house. Kitchen toilet, master bedroom toilet, and kids' room. Specifically those rooms. So that particular network of wires developed problems and I couldn't solve it. So I had to call a friend to recommend me a good electrician, and thank goodness the dude came in the morning and had to take out every single light to troubleshoot what the problem was, and it turned out to be a faulty neutral wire. He was testing every single light that I had there to find the fault. I really admire his integrity and his hard work. But yes, he finally solved it. But a large part of yesterday was spent in darkness. We were using portable lights in the kitchen. I took out some of my lights, which I use for video work, so that we could still see and at least go to the toilet, for example. Thank goodness for portable lights. But yeah, no lights. For a day. No fun. What else? Oh, microwave just broke down just now. It doesn't heat things up anymore. So I'm gonna have to get a new one. I just replaced the stove. Though I was very excited about the new stove. Yeah. New hood, new hob, right? Is it called a hob? Very exciting. I think you reached a certain age when you get excited about a stove. But yeah, it's a good stove. It looks like a good stove. I think it matters a lot when you're making coffee on every day and cooking, you know, almost 3 meals a day on that thing. So yeah, faulty stove is not only dangerous but also annoying. I got that replaced, very pleased with that. But yeah, the microwave is broken now. More money to spend. And then the tap is leaking. The kitchen sink tap is a bit tight now. It's one of those things that you're not going to be able to walk out and buy a new tap and install it yourself. It's not something you should do. You should call a plumber. Just like you should call an electrician to fix your house problems, because, you know, you're not a trained electrician and you can accidentally kill yourself if you're not careful. Or flood your house with water if you're not careful with the tap. So yeah, that has to be dealt with eventually, because that tap's going to give way. This is what happens when you live in a flat that is about 30 years old. And we've lived here for like 17 of those 30 years, so it's time to fix stuff, right? Things wear out. Oh yeah, replace one of the sockets as well on the wall, because that one, the switch was broken. Yeah, not fun. And also, if you're working from home for an entire year, you tend to be very sensitive about things not working. I mean, if you go to the office, you don't really want to care, right? But if you're working at home and you're spending like a good 18 hours a day or more at home every day, things annoy you when they don't work. Anyway, I'm still thankful to be home. It's been nice, the weather has been cool. Yeah, the clothes take longer to dry. I'm not gonna buy a dryer. Don't make me buy a dryer. It's a waste of money. You know, it's sunny here like almost the entire year, so just for those few days where it gets rainy, I'm not buying a dryer. Chat with you tomorrow. Maybe I'll buy a new microwave oven by tomorrow.